But first, it's been a big day in Canberra, with Joel Fitzgibbon quitting the Labor Party front bench over climate policies. Ed Husic has been moved up to his position. As well, the Liberal Party are dealing with the fallout of inappropriate conduct accusations against Attorney General Christian Porter. Even with Mr. Porter categorically rejecting the claims, it's a rare day when neither side of politics has come out unscathed. Tess Connery has more.
Earlier today, Member for Hunter Joel Fitzgibbon quit the Labor front bench over the way that the party has dealt with climate change and energy policy. Speaking to the media from Parliament House, Mr. Fitzgibbon said that none of the Labor Party's policies had contributed to the reduction of Australia's greenhouse gases.
The Labor Party's had at least six climate change / energy policies since the 2006 election. Only one of them was ever adopted by a Labor government. And, of course, that policy, having been legislated, was repealed by Tony Abbott. So the conclusion you can draw from that is that after 14 years of trying, the Labor Party has made not one contribution to the reduction of greenhouse gas emissions in this country.
Joel Fitzgibbon has long been a believer that Labor's climate policies are too ambitious and that they alienate the blue-collar workers that the party should be supporting.
So if you begin demonising coal workers or coal generation workers, you're immediately demonising oil and gas workers, power generation workers. And by the time that message gets through, you're demonising manufacturing workers, and it goes on and on. So you've got to give voice to all of those people, and you can't win those seats on the edge of Perth without reassuring the community that the Labor Party is heavily supportive of the resources sector.
The other big news from Canberra today is the explosive allegations that Attorney General Christian Porter was warned by then Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull about his behaviour with a young female Liberal staffer. Turnbull allegedly told him that his behaviour could put him at risk of compromise or blackmail. It's also been revealed that the infamous bonk ban of 2017 wasn't only the result of former Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce's very public scandal, but also of the behaviour of Mr. Porter and the now acting Immigration Minister, Alan Tudge. Larissa Waters is the Greens leader in the Senate and spokesperson for women, and I asked her whether or not she thought that these allegations were enough to cause serious political damage to Mr. Porter.
Look, it remains to be seen, and what Four Corners revealed last night was bad enough in itself, but they then did say that there were an awful lot of additional allegations that they weren't able to broadcast for a variety of legal reasons. And I think really it just shows what we've all known, that the culture in this place here in Parliament House is toxic. And it's unfortunately not safe for women, in particular young female staffers. Now, I mean, this sort of culture, it was never appropriate, but certainly not appropriate in 2020. And ministers of all people should be conducting themselves with the utmost standards of integrity. And we are frankly just not seeing that. We asked the Prime Minister about this today because the existing complaints process is really weak, and actually the department that administers it can't take any action against an MP who's found to have harassed or otherwise assaulted a staff member. And this is the same process they're trying to defend and say is adequate. Well, it's not adequate. The whole process so evidently does not work, because we know that sexual harassment happens all the time in this building.
And this is not just a Christian Porter thing. Like you said, this is something very much ingrained into the culture of Parliament House, it really seems. What needs to happen now?
It's clearly not just the actions of one or two ministers. This is evidence of a culture that runs deep in this building. It's not just in the Liberal Party. It's not just in ministerial offices. It's right throughout this building. We've called on the Prime Minister today to investigate all of his ministers and to stand Porter and Tudge aside while he investigates them, but then to actually bring in a complaints process that will protect complainants, that will take those issues seriously, and that will have genuine consequences for people guilty of sexual harassment.
Larissa Waters, Greens leader in the Senate and spokesperson for women, ending that report by Tess Connery.